Psalm 62, what a wonderful psalm. Verse number 5 is our memory verse for this month. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. And so what I wanted to encourage us to do is really walk through this psalm a little bit throughout this coming month. This is really good not only to memorize the verse, but to understand. I went over this last Sunday evening, but maybe you weren't here, or maybe a little refresher course will do you well. Psalm 62 is actually one of the latest psalms that David wrote. This is a psalm of David. David had come to the throne initially at around the age of 30, over all of Israel by the age of 37, but he's now almost 65, or right around 65 years of age. He's a seasoned Christian at this point. He would only live a few more years. They say he lived to the age of 70, and I found that documented in a number of different places at age 70. So he was very close to the end of his life. What is going on at the moment he wrote this is actually his son, Absalom, is committing treason against him. Absalom wants the throne that his father has. And so his desire is to remove his father from the throne. And so he is again in flight, so to speak, as he was when Saul was pursuing him and trying to take him earlier in his life. He has but grown much in the Lord. He has seen the Lord deliver him so many times and so many very difficult decisions. And he's learned that he has just has to trust in the Lord. Now, he has some warriors around him. But his expectation isn't from the warriors or on the warriors. His expectation, his focus is on the Lord. I wanted to share with you just a little bit. I decided to look into my file to see if I have anything on Psalm 62. And if you would change me to the next screen instead of grabbing. I found that, I don't know, a number of years ago, I actually studied this psalm out. And I didn't even realize this till yesterday. And I pulled this sheet out yesterday. And again, this is typically how I'm going to study a passage of Scripture. I'm going to print it out on a sheet of paper. I'll use my Bible and study Bibles as well. I print it out on the left side of a sheet of paper and take notes on the right side of the sheet of paper. And I actually have two of these. I only brought one of them, or only took photos of one of them. And sorry for being a little bit grainy. I knew you weren't going to be able to see everything. This is a little bit when I'm working through a passage and just trying to have my quiet time with the Lord. This was not for a sermon. This was just my relationship and having a relationship with the Lord. There are some things you're going to notice that I highlighted in green. Those were the only passages. That's why it's called the only psalm. And thou only, or he only in verse number 2, they only in verse number 4, thou only in verse number 5, and he only in verse number 6. You're going to notice that he mixes back and forth between talking directly to the Lord and talking to whoever may read this psalm. He talks about in verse number 1, I put a green box around it, it's hard to see maybe, truly. And then down later on in verse number 9, surely, same word. So I put a green box around them. These are the things that some of the things that he was convinced of. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. By the way, very interestingly, this was from a totally different study this week, but I came across notes on salvation in the Old Testament versus salvation in the New Testament. And almost every reference to salvation in the Old Testament is physical. Many to most of the references in the New Testament are to spiritual salvation. So note that when you're reading your Old Testament, when it talks about salvation, it's almost always, if not always, a reference to what God is doing physically for us. In the New Testament, it's what God's doing spiritually for us. And so when he says that God, from him cometh my salvation, he's really saying he's my deliverer. And in fact, he talks about helping me run through the troop and jumping over the wall in another psalm. He's saying God was delivering me. God was my salvation, or he is my deliverer. I also noted that verse 2 and verse 6 are almost the same. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. I made some notes there of that word greatly. You can maybe see it up there a little bit. No, I can't see it here. You probably can't there. But as the idea there, Spurgeon made note of moved but not removed. And he used as an illustration a boat anchor. He says, you know, when you're, and some of you guys have been out on the boat there and you've cast an anchor out, and you know this, depending on the amount of tide and the amount of waves that are taking place, that anchor may lift a little, and you can drift a little even with an anchor, but you're not going to go far. And so that's what Spurgeon used to illustrate, I should not be greatly moved. I might be moved a little. And he used that phrase, I might be moved but not removed. I was reading another author, he talked about, I might be shaken but not overtaken. Another one said, I might be shaken but not cast down. And so again, I thought they were great comments, and so I added them to the sheet there. And again, you might notice, you might not be able to tell it from there, I highlighted that in an orange color. So I can quickly see those two verses are almost identical. In fact, verse 6, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be, it doesn't say greatly moved, just says I shall not be moved. And just removing there that one word. Again, there's a couple of things I have noted. I have the trust in him at all times in a blue box. And then later, trust not in opposition. So again, when you think about what is David saying in verse number 5, he only is his expectation. He's going to kind of restate that later by saying, trust in him at all times. And that's a command to us. Trust not in oppression. And the idea, don't trust in yourself to oppress others to get manipulate to get your way. I think that's really interesting. You know, David could have just oppressed Absalom. Think about this. This is the king of Israel. It wasn't that he couldn't have called enough men to his side to overthrow Absalom and get rid of Absalom. David could have taken matters into his own hands. But he did not. David chose, instead of just making a military order and for the excommunication of his son, he could have done that, but instead of doing that, he chose to flee. Isn't that weakness? You know, folks, at times we've got to learn that the Lord is supposed to be our only expectation. And you might even have the authority, you might even have the right, but at times as you go before the Lord, you say, you know what, I'm not going to oppress this person, I'm not going to control the scenario, I'm going to wait only upon the Lord. By the way, back in verse number 1, I found this note from years ago that I made. And that word wait there has the idea to wait in stillness and silence. I thought that was interesting. It's noted again both in verses 1 and 5. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. Then look what he says in verse 5. My soul wait thou only upon God. So what is he saying? I've done this, but I want to remind myself to keep doing this. Do you see the difference there in verse 1 and verse 5? Truly my soul waiteth upon God. You know, I've been waiting upon God. But then in verse number 5, my soul, he's now talking to himself, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. By the way, the word expectation, the most times it's translated in the Bible is hope. You know, we talk about hope means confident expectation, and that's basically the New Testament and the New Testament translation, but I found it really interesting. In the Old Testament, that word for expectation is the same word for hope as well. So what is he saying? He's saying at the end of verse number 5, for my hope is from him. What are we saying? My hope is what? My hope is in the Lord. What's another song? in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So again, our hope, our confident expectation is to be solely found him, upon Him. And throughout this sheet here, you can click to the next frame. I just have one more. I kind of brought some of it up. I forgot I should have done this earlier. So you can see it a little bit more clearly. Again, I'm just taking this a snapshot on my iPhone and transferring it onto this screen for you. But again, you're just going to note some of the things that I have noted here. I'm not expecting you to read it at this time, but I just try to take simple notes. You can do this in your Bible. Again, some Bibles have a wide margin. This is a super wide margin because it's half of a sheet of full paper. But I would just encourage you, as you're going through, look for things like this. Look for common words. Look for repeated phrases. Look for similarities. Buy some of those instruments that I talked about last week, the colored pencils, the Pigma Micron pens, or the high-tech C pens that don't bleed through your Bible pages. And make some of these notes, and you can have some excellent things to go back on. And what I do is I file all these. And again, this was actually done years ago, and I just wanted to see if I had anything in my file and pulled it out. Sure enough, I did, and it was delightful to go back through and reread my notes. You can shut down the screen. Thank you for doing that. But again, let me encourage you to continue to get into the Word and to make it your daily feast. What did Job say? He says, it's my necessary food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so we need, as Christians, to be feeding on the Word of God. We need to be devouring it. It's another phrase from Jeremiah. And so we need to be taking it right on in. So let's have a closing word of prayer. Again, thank you for adjusting with me to this Sunday school hour. And let's really pray that we can be a blessing to the family and anyone who visits this evening. Let's pray.